again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Word of Eternal Life is a part of Life Eternal Ministries program in WCNO 89.9 every Monday at 5:30 a.m. Please listen to WCNO. It's throughout the day messages and preachings of the Word of God and music. Thank you for listening. Again, today we want to talk about the eternal life. See, eternal life is what is most important to us. See, many times we think about our daily routine and daily work, our living, our family, our children, which is all wonderful. There's nothing wrong with it. It is our job to take care of the family, take care of our relatives and children and community service and everything in church. But everything is more importantly that we consider, but we must think about our eternity. Eternity is never ending. You see, if you know the universe, if the universe is how amazing, if somebody a little bit interested like me in studying the creations of the world, the creations, see, all the creatures and planets and the trees and plants, even in our own earth, is sometimes a miracle. It's a miracle. See, if someone walked nearby a coconut tree and somebody think about how does it produce that coconut? How does that juice comes inside of that coconut? And when you drink that coconut milk or the drink from the coconut, you may be amazed, how did it get up there? So there is incredible miracles in our life we can experience looking at every day. Look at an orange tree. How does it produce that orange? How does that make? See, this is all planned, and God has created its origin and its programming in that seed. When you plant that seed, and that seed will grow with enough nutrition and water, and that tree will produce this fruit. However, this happens, no one thinks about it. It's just like Isaac Newton, Sir Isaac Newton, the one of the great scientists of the world, who invented the gravitational forces. He saw this simple thing, an apple falling from the tree. Why? It coming down. This was the point where Einstein was able to write all the theories of gravities. Gravity has a major impact in the universe. It held the Earth's atmosphere together, that anything in that gravitational area is going to fall right into the Earth. It doesn't go anywhere else. And if you are in above the planet, another planet, is the same thing happens. If there's a certain area of gravitation, it has. Now, God is a God of eternal. Humanity is an eternal creature. Everything in the universe is created and for eternity. But whatever reason, God will have to redo everything. God will redo the universe after he judged the world. I want to read this scripture verse in the book of Acts chapter 30, chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. Book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanding all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your presence. We are coming to you with the scripture word we read, that you will judge the world and you want every man to be repentant. That we ask this prayer that we all hear, we speak the word and people hear this. And your people, help them to understand, help us to understand this scripture. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. See, God says to humanity, now I put up with you for a long time. Yes, until the end of these times, even after Jesus, my son Christ, God says, came to the world to explain about God, he gave you the exact replica, an exact copy of God. He's shown you what God is all about, and he's shown you God is not just only angry God for against sinners, but he is also a loving God. His love goes forward to the humanity, his creation. Why God loves humanity is a big question to many people. If God is there, why I have all the problems? Because you created your problems. You yourself. Because you live in sin. We are all sinners. We are all sinners. The world has fallen apart before God, because God created this universe. First it was beautiful, then it fell, and in darkness. The earth was in darkness when God went and recreated the earth. He said, let the water move to one side. There was earth and the dry land formed. See, I am not saying it happened. I don't know. I was not there. But Bible says God just created, recreation. It was in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And then you see the earth was formless, covered with water. Now the theologians believe that God kept the water to protect the earth with the Holy Spirit of God, covered the earth and preserved it. See, God the Spirit can be everywhere. He can cover the whole universe. Okay? Even, I am not saying, some people think that God does not protect the universe. That's why we have all these things happening. The war, rumors of war, earthquakes, calamities, hurricanes, tornadoes. Oh, yes. Yes, they are all going to happen because of the sin. The sin has tore apart the God's created system. See, now you ask me, if this is a philosophical question, how does the sin has the power over God's power? Well, if the sin entered the world through Lucifer, I explained it from the last message, from pride first, then he had arrogance, then he wanted to be equal to God, and God threw him out, and he and his angels became demons. In the midair, and in the earth, and any places they are able to get a space, they will take the space. That's how sin takes place. If you allow Satan to enter your body, your thoughts and behavior, if you think evil and adultery, fornication, homosexuality, and all the sinful murder, jealous, hatred, and numerous rape, everything is causing by the influence of Satan. Because Satan corrupted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They obeyed him. Now, do we know the sin has the power? Yes, sin does have the power on the limitations God has placed, if you allow it. If you don't allow, you don't happen. Because God gave Adam and Eve a free will. You can choose what you want to do. Many times people ask me, why God created a tree of God, good and knowledge of good and evil, because that was there for Adam and Eve to see he will obey God or not. It was God who told him, don't eat the fruit of that. You should not have to be going there. See, the garden was not a little area. Now, I can tell you, in my opinion, in the historically, they tried to reveal the place of Garden of Eden. It's in the Asia Minor, between all the way from the mountains of Turkey to coming down all the way down to the Arabian Gulf. This was a big land, which was so much of beautiful trees and plants and fruits and vegetables and animals live, you know, peacefully enjoying. Everybody was enjoying. And as until Satan injected the evil desire into Adam and Eve, they disobeyed, and the Satan gave them all his natures poured into Adam's Eve's nature. It became evil. It became idolatry. It became against God's laws and regulations. They disobeyed. They break the covenant with God. See, this is how sin has the power. Sin has the power if you allow it. Yes, this is what happened. But God said, I will punish that sin. You will have to repent. Right now, the thing is, God told Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, said that, well, what happened, and you sinned, and everybody got the punishment. I mean, after the punishment was declared, God said that is your child, the woman's child will come, and he will crush the serpent's head. Serpent was the name given to Lucifer, ancient of time, because he shows up like a serpent to swallow and poisonously bite and kill and destroy people. Like, he's full of sin, full of all the evil is Satan. And he that received Adam and Eve, once they disobeyed God, they obeyed Satan, they received the Satan, poured everything into them spiritually, and the man's nature changed. He got frightened, he got fear, he got frustration, he had all kind of problems you face today, is that all came on him and her. And they had to repent on to God. So the repentance is when Jesus came, as God promised to Eve, that your child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. So Jesus came and he died on the cross. His death was for our punishment. See, something Satan also decided, okay, let's kill him, put him on the cross, and then tested him. See, come down if you are the child, son of God. You have the power. You have the power to raise someone from dead. You raised Jairus' daughter from dead. You raised a boy, young man, from the town of Nain, a widow's son. You raised him. You raised Lazarus from dead. You healed many people, right? You healed the blind. You made the lame to walk. You know, you yourself walked on the ocean, on the sea. You calmed the wind and the storm. See, you are claiming you are God and you're the Son of God. Why can't you save yourself? Come out of the cross. Come down. You know? But they tried. Satan tried everything through people and soldiers who mocked at them, and the Pharisees and all, and told him to get down. But if Jesus leaves the cross, he cannot fulfill the command of his Father. He cannot fulfill the duty which he came to die for, our sins. Jesus was carrying the sins of the whole world. He couldn't handle, he couldn't bear it. It was more than what you can imagine. And he was on the cross and he was dying. He was dying, giving up his life, just death, receiving death. See, wages of sin is death. Gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. We're talking about eternal life. Eternal life you live. Why people don't want to live eternally? Why people have not interested in their future? Their souls and their spirit who live ever and ever, you will either be in a hell where there is burning fire and living worms. See, one time we did not know the worms can live in extreme temperature. But look up some National Geography and there are worms in extreme high thousands, 3,000 above degree temperature. They are sticking to that volcano areas, erupting areas in under the ocean. I've seen it many times. This display from the Nature and National Geography and all the other events in the television. So this is there. There are worms who breathe in that hot temperature. And they will bite, they will go through your nose, through the ears and everywhere, and you will be tormented day and night. That's what it says in the book of Isaiah, even the old, very, very ancient time, before Christ, 735 approximately years before Jesus Christ was born. Isaiah the prophet prophesied, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, to heal the sick and cast out the demons and make people well," in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, right? Jesus' ministry was proclaimed even before his birth was. Amen. His birth was proclaimed in the Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. The virgin will be with a son, with a child, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Praise the Lord. And again he repeats the son's name, Jesus, in the chapter 9, also in verse 1, it says, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, King of Kings." That part of Jesus is going to be coming in the future when he returns in power. So the Lord God who created the universe, you created the humanity who warned Adam and Eve about the sin, not to do what he was told, what he went and did anyway, praise God, because of his sin. God wanted to forgive and bring every humanity back to his house. Back to his house. In the Old Testament time, it was sacrifices and offerings. The sacrifice for sin and the guilt and there was a burnt offering and sin offering, a fellowship offering. There were five major offerings and there were others for individual punishment, sins and everything. Someone do some guilt, personal things. They go to the priest and the priest do the sacrifice and offerings for that person. And there was a national forgiveness of sin, Rosh Hashanah, the high holy days, they have a special type of offering and sacrifices. So God had a way in the Old Testament time people to get forgiveness of sin, but the main thing was the animal who was going to be suffering and dying for in their sake of salvation, forgiveness, which is looking forward the death of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. John, the apostle, when he was writing the gospel, he said, "Look, here goes the Son of God." The John the Baptist preaching, which was written out by John the apostle. "Here goes the Son of God. Here goes the Lamb who takes the sins of the world. Two times he pointed it to his own disciples, and finally two of his disciples followed Jesus. Amen. Then the others, they heard, they called by Jesus, and they joined him also. That you can read from the Matthew chapter 4, 5, and 6, and also Gospel of John and 3 onwards. You can see how Jesus chose his disciples. Now, the point is eternal life. Do you have eternal life? How can you receive eternal life? By submitting, by accepting that we are sinners and God is the only righteous person and Jesus Christ is the only one who can give you eternal life. Those who believe in his name, he said he will raise him at the last day. John 6, chapter Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him in the last day. See, when Jesus saying, those who see me, which is at the time he was in the earth, but right now what we believe, we believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Amen. In verse 47, John chapter 6, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Everlasting life. This is not just a saying. This is just a practical application of our soul and our spirit, that eternal life is not to be misunderstood, that we will not die in the earth if Jesus don't return in our lifetime. Yes, he will return. The coming of the Lord is getting very near. The world events are telling us that in Matthew chapter 24, it says all the events which happen before, just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said to them, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. See, I looked up in the internet and I saw there was more than 50 or plus people, they claimed that they were Jesus in the past centuries. After Christ, many. There were many claimed. Praise the Lord. Now, you shall hear the wars and the rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. See, these things should come to pass, which means there are things going to happen after this pass. The wars and wars rumors. You know, when we were about just to be like 3 years ago, we had the COVID, you know, whole world, and everybody was saying, okay, it's over, and trying to get a relief from that after 3 years. You know, it actually lasted 3.5 years. In technically, from the origin it started to the kind of end, then there were rarely here and there somebody coming. Praise the Lord that it was 3.5 years when I checked the times and the dates. And like after that, all of a sudden, we had Ukraine. We had Russia, and Russia invaded Ukraine. The war, another war started immediately. We thought there was peace. And the world is looking for peace, then immediately war starts. Now, how many millions of people died? How many soldiers itself has died? Then again, all of a sudden, in last year, a year before October 7, there was this horrible thing happened in Israel. That they attacked and take people hostage, the Hamas. So the war still was sort of just stopped for after a year, and then, it's more than a year. It was October 7. Now it's January, we are in February, almost coming to the close in the 2 weeks. So the wars are rumors of wars. And this is going to continue. There will be pestilence. There will be all the other things will happen. Take heed that no man will deceive you. See, make sure you know Jesus Christ. Make sure who is your Messiah, who is Savior. And you will receive your eternal life if you believe in him. Because verse 31 in Acts chapter 17 we read, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. See, there will be judgment of nations. There will be another final judgment. God will judge every people who are born in this planet earth. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, unless your salvation is secure, if you secure your salvation by believing Jesus as the Son of God, as a virgin son, he came and delivered, he died for your sins, you accept it, and he died on the cross, buried and resurrected, and he is living today in the right hand of the Father, interceding for the world and interceding for us. He's interceding that, Father, my blood is standing in front of you. I died for this world. I died for this person. See, Jesus is constantly in a mission, continuously interceding for believers and interceding for the salvation of the world. He died for the sins. He paid a price. The wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. And the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. See, it's a gift of God. It's a free gift. God will stamp you righteous immediately as the moment you accept Jesus Christ and confess your sins and accept him as your Savior. You must accept him as your Savior. In the book of Romans, chapter 10 says like this, book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Okay. Chapter 10, verse 9. That if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. It was said in the Old Testament prophecies that he who comes, the Messiah, the one who believe in him, shall have everlasting life. That's what we are talking about. You believe him, accept him, and confess him. You accept him by your heart. You believe in his heart, and you confess by your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Means you surrender your life to him. He now onwards, he will guide you, instruct you, and tell you by his Holy Spirit, in comes in you. You will be saved. There is no one can take you away from his hand. Thank you for listening. As I hope you pray this prayer, that which I said, confess and say, Lord, come to my heart, forgive my sins, and make me a child. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. May the Lord richly bless you.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-954-954.